We are on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We are in the middle of the Amud, but we are really in the middle of a Maise that Ula came to Pompadise, and he noticed Rabbi Yitzchak, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda, was not married, and he was Ma'ira to Rabbi Yehuda, "Why aren't you marrying off your son?" And he said, "I don't have a pasuk geshidach for him." Ma'icha inset means even though they were for bubbles, so others say that from Bisman Ezra to now, the status changed. And therefore, I can't find someone who's a miuchesis for him. So Ullah told him, "Between you and me, all the Eden are not so miuchesim. Either because of the pasuk Noshim Betzion Inu Besula Isbara Yehuda, or Bisman the Chuban of the Bayis Rishain was already a matzav of Akam Abo Abbas Yisrael that had Lav Mamza according to that Shita, or else there was another pasuk Ashoichvim Al Mita Shain Esruchim Al Asoisam, speaking about that there were people who were Machmud Nishesheim Zelazet. And who knows where we come from? So, Mamele, none of us are perfect. None of us are batuach, are sure that we are miyuchos. And Mamele, you don't have to be so machna. So now we are four lines from where the line starts getting wide, in the middle of the line. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda asked Ula Eichenavit. So what should I do? How do I find the someone I'm yuchesis for him? Amalei zil boso shtikusa. So if you want to know who's a miyuches, see someone who is quiet and is not a baal merive. Ki hai de botki b'nei marove, the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, ki minzu, the b'nei marove were not such miyuchosim, it's a isa lagabi bovo, but al kaponim, that is how they were boidik, ki minsu beitrei bahadi adodi, if two people were arguing, chosu hai minayu de kodim vishosik. Which one was the one that, perhaps on the first impulse when there's an argument, both of them argue, but later when one can start controlling himself, so who is the kodim vishosik? Omri hai miyuches tvei, the one that that stops arguing earlier, that one is a guy that he's a miyuches. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, zil boso shtikuso sha'alocho mishpoche shaskonis. Be mevarer a mishpoche that's quiet. Shtestam b'nei Meriva heim psulim. Normally, b'nei Meriva are apostle. Shmitoich psulon shahoyu pershin mehem. Since they were apostle, they have a past history of apostles. Not hu eva. So they have a sine because people never wanted to get married with them. So they have a chip on their shoulders. And therefore, since they have the ship on their shoulders and they have a sinne why people don't want to marry them, so therefore they were machzik and machlekes. They're very irritable. Umiyuchesas the bubble, the miyuchosim above all, hainush tikusa, mitoich shahem shaskonim, they're quiet, they're not arguing, huchziku bimiyuchosim. That's Husa the Temi Yuchosim. They don't have a chip on their shoulders. They don't have any sine. So Memele. So they're the quiet ones when it comes to Machlekes. In Cain, Abo Livdik, Bebovel, ain't a Baidik ala Bishtike. So that's how one should be Baidik. Livdik Bishas Konim. One should be Baidik Bishas Konim, those who are quiet Bishas Meriva. For those who end the machlekes quickly, that's a siman that they're miyuchosim. זוכט דער גמרא ווייטער, אומר רב שטייקוסיי דה בובל היינה יחוסה. די יחס אל בובל, הוס קול דה מיוחס אין בובל, בון הו איז קווייט. פק דה גמרא איני, בו איקלו לב, רב, רב ונס קיין תבו, דיס אמם רב רב, ואיקלו רב לבי בר שופי חלו. Rav once came to this mishpoche bar shofi chalo, that means they used to pour vinegar, and shofi Rashi says about metziye, you pour it carefully that the psayla should not become me'urev with the mashke hatzolo, with the clear mashke, so it's pouring carefully. So this was a psa mishpoche, that was their panosa of pouring vinegar, and he was Baidik in this Mishpacha. Now you're telling me in Bavel that there's no Badika in Yichus. You're Baidik Shtikusa. My love, Biyachsusa, that there was a Badika in Yichus. Loi Bishtikusa. No, the Yichus, the Badika was, who are the Shtikusa, who are the Mishaskim? Hochi Kamalu, he said, Baduku. Be Baidik, Ishaski, Eloi Shaski, to see if these people are Shaskonim, Bishas, Meribe, their Shaskonim, Eloi Shaski. Zukrashi, Lebei Bar Shofi Chale, Shem Ha'ish Shaifa Chaymet, he's the one that pours carefully Chaymet, Be Shaifa Yain Lechaveret. Look the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, in Ro'isa Shnei Bnei Odom, you saw two people, Shemizgarim Zebozev, they're always arguing, they're always fighting, Shemitz Psu Yesh Be'echad Mehem, she should know that one of them really has a blemish on him of pasles. Ve'im menichen oisoi lidovik echad b'chaveri. So min ha-shemayim, they made that whenever these two people meet, that one always says the wrong words, and the other one gets, right away, he understands it wrongly, and they always get into a fight. So you should know that this is min ha-shemayim. One of them is a Shemitz Psul. I mean, the Shemayim, they don't want that the other one should be Mishadach with him. So therefore, I mean, the Shemayim, they always make that he always says the wrong thing, or each one says the wrong thing, and therefore they're always arguing. Let us see what Rashi says. V'minichin oisle min ha-shemayim lidovek b'chaveiloi. Lekach hito itilu min ha-shemayim meriva b'nei. Aces. In ha-shemayim, this is a hashgoche gluye. One of them is posel. Let's say we have Reuven and Shimon. And let us say for practical purposes, Reuven is posel. Reuven doesn't know he's posel. So min ha-shemayim, they were protecting Shimon, that Shimon should not be mishadach with Reuven. So they make min ha-shemayim that whenever they meet, something is said that lamaise brings about differences of opinion and machlokes. That's how this comes about. Now there's a ha'ore from the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says in Ra'isa. Shnei b'nei Adam shemizgarim ze bozeh. So he says, we're not talking about two chayes, we're talking about three. What shnei b'nei Adam? Instead of Shem Reisa, shnayim shemizgarim ze bozeh, shemetz psu. So the Ben Yehuda says as follows. Number one, perhaps we could be mamtik a little. He says, many times you have machlokes between two people, and the reason is because these two people are opposites. They're not compatible. One is smart and one is not smart. And whatever, they have they're opposites and their midas and their trend of thought. So Mamela, when they come together, there's a machlokes because each one thinks differently and the mamish opposite. Imraiso shnei bnei Adam. These two people are bnei Adam. That the hoyben a mensch and Adam is that the hoyben a mensch, Adam ala elyain, a ben Adam. Hashchei yish elo yish kacheka ben Adam yisametz bach. Ben Adam, Hashchei Adam oizlei bach. It seems from the pasuk there's an Adam, there's an ish, and there's a ben Adam. But a ben Adam is also a ish maila. Im Reiso Shnei B'nei Adam, like the Shnei Asirim, they were mamish, they're both similar. They both have the same qualities, the same trend of thought. The Shnei B'nei Adam, in Shemizgarim Zeboze, and it's a pella. These two people should be buddies. These two people, they're so similar and so compatible, they should be the best friends. And whenever they meet, it's always the wrong word is said or understood, and they're fighting. So, this is min ha-shamay. That means we can't understand, this is something which is not understandable. This is min ha-shamayim. That min ha-shamayim, they wanted fakel, since these two people are so similar, so it would be a normal thing that they should be mishadach one with the other. So therefore, the Rabbi Nishloelom, there's a psa-bazundar ha-shkoche, to protect the mishpacha miyuchesed, not to become mishadach with this other mishpacha. So therefore, it comes out to always arguing. There's always a difference of opinion. So that is the shmira that they'll never become mishudach. They'll never make shidduchim between one and another. Let's just go a little further. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, im ra'isa, tei bishpachis ha-mizgarei zu bezu, shemet psu yesh ba'achas men, ve'im nenichen oisir ve'dovet pechapot. So the Maharsha says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, two people, could be, it's not a simen. Somehow, one doesn't agree with the other. It's not really a simen that this is min ha-shamay. But if you have two whole mishpoches, in each member of the mishpoche is always having machloikes and mizgara with this other mishpoche, this is a whole mishpoche, this is zicher ha-simen min ha-shamay. That's how the Maharsha says, Pshan. And the Emerson, the Mechaber, Paskins, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Adavke by shtei mishpoches, and the Ramah brings down this memory of Rav, Shnei B'nai Adam also. One should be Mizrachik. Now, I'd like to mention two Ha'orahs. Ha'orah number one, Mitzad Echad, we see a Gevaldika Hashgoche, and you have two people, and one has a Shemetz Psu. So, Min HaShemayim, like they took away the Pechire, that the Shemayim, they made that there should always be Machlokes, in order to ensure that the kosher should be shemayif and not be mishadach himself with the post. Aber lemaise, a third person who sees these two bali machlokes, and he knows that one of them is apostle, that he knows this gemara, or one of the mishpachas is apostle in the second case, and he doesn't know which mishpach is the apostle, so by him the halach is you don't marry any of them. I mean, that's what he has to do. So it's a little difficult to understand. So what was accomplished by this hashgoche gluye that these two mishpoches good? As we have mishpoch aleph, mishpoch beis. Mishpoch aleph is the ksheira, mishpoch beis is the psula klapish mayegalia. So now there's a psabazunder hashgoche that mishpoch aleph will never intermingle with mishpoch beis because of the machloikis that's always between them. But no one's going to marry mishpoch aleph. So what was accomplished? Who is Mishpach Alev going to get married to? No one will marry them. Well, maybe there will also be Ashkoch. Maybe the Miyachosis won't marry them, Take. But there will be Ashkoch that they'll marry an enemy yuchesis who's talking to a yuchesis that no one knows about it. No one is aware of it. But could be, I mean, that if there's a mezunzer hashgoche, a mele, it could be, that will be the hashgoche al yoyne. I'd just like to say over a mele de kaloshin of Dol HaShulchan. Dol HaShulchan says, in Simen Bey, Sif Tezvo, he brings down this Gemara. The cost of Mashal, ani aimel la marshal yam shloime im bizmanaynu bosa la hachmer de mishpoche is miskares zu bezu. If you're going to be machmer, was nicht, that I know that such mishpoches I'll never be mishadach myself. Lo hi nachtom mishpoche la avrom avinu shetei becheskes kasha. So finished. We're out of the shiduchim business. So who are you going to get married to? Ki baba neiseinu harabim, this is the loshen of the marshal, hader porz, ve'ein moire, there's no guide, u'loilam izgar mishpoches u'bezu. U'mishimachi, that's already, that's the derech hachayim bizmaneinu, the Yom Shoshlomi says. U'mishimachi nira afilu misha dalke lipsel mishpoches. So you have someone that passes mishpachas v'leim aleim psulim, ein choshim olam shuhu apsul, bizmaneinu, this is not noig anymore, ki adoyer porot samugu bakach, that's how you talk, one insults the other, and it's the derech hachayim, ve'ein choshishin l'mishpachtei, so it's no raya that there's something wrong with this mishpach. Elohu chaymetz ben yayin levat. Maybe he's not edel, that's it, but al kaponim, this simen that Chazal gave became bottle already. And the Or HaShulchan is mesayim v'ima mashal oma kein b'dayroi kal v'chayma l'dayroi s'ela. So the mele, it seems that we're very far from Akshel Dora. This is an Or HaShulchan simen beis oist as well. So we don't have these simonim anymore. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Poppe Sove Mishmei Derav. Now we're speaking about different areas, different mekaymes, and we're comparing them or we're labeling them Begabi Hilchas Yichus. How miyuchasin or how not miyuchasim they are. Zarapope Sova said as follows. Bovel bria. Bovel is healthy. That means bovel is miyuchas. Meishon misa. Meishon is dead. That means there's all them amamzeirim. There's nothing worth to talk about. Meishon is 100% amamzeirim. Modai chayla. Modai is sick. I mean, sick, we have a klal, reiv chaylim l'chayim, so that means, reiv of the people of Modai Aksherim, but they're psulim there. And Elam geiseses. Elam is already a geises. So the Gemara says, Uma bein chaylim l'geisesim. What's the difference between chaylim and geisesim? Reiv chaylim l'chayim. Reiv geisesim l'misa. That is a mele, so forgiving. We're giving such labels, we know that's what it means here, this Vaipsulim, this Miapsulim. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Bria Miyucheses Nikia. Bovel is Miyuches. Meisa, Mamzerim, Gemurim, Kulam. The whole Meishon is, they're all Mamzerim. Chayle rubam kshayrim, miyutam psulim kechaylam halalu sherubam lechay. Doiseses rubam psulim, miyutam kshayrim. Yeah, now we're going to have a gemara which is perhaps difficult for us to understand without having a proper map. We're speaking about different mekaymes in Bovel, which were miyuchasis, where the yichas of Bovel ended. That is the sugya, though. So we'll try our best to understand לגמרי. עד היכן היא בובל? זאת רשי, ויחד, that means we're not speaking about בובל לגבי the zoning laws or the taxes, we're speaking about that Chazal knew that there were areas in Bovel that they were where the Miyuchosim lived. There were areas in Bovel that there wasn't so Miyuchis. So the Gemara is telling us, Zman Chazal, which are the Miyuchosim Dikim Mekoymes of Bovel. At Heichoni Bovel, Rav Omar Ad Nahar Azok, Ushmul Omar Ad Nahar Yuani. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, at Heichoni Bovel Yachis. Ad Nahar Azok, Ad Nahar Yuani. Lefi Ha'in Yenire, Shebovel Ben Shnei Nahores Gedoilam. Bovel was sandwiched between two large rivers. Chidekel uporas matzien oisa beinayim. That means Bovel is sandwiched in between Chidekel and Poras. Zemina mizrach. So here Rashi means Chidekel was on the east side, v'zemina mayre. Uboin umoishchin min hadorim litzofen. We'll see Rashi. That means Eretz Yisrael was Droimoy Shel Bovel, and these Nahores are coming min hadorim l'tzof. V'soifoy Shel Poras, and the end of Poras, so l'chayre, according to Rashi, this would mean, this is in this Tzofen already, this is in Tzofen. V'soifoy Shel Poras shoifech v'chidekel. It goes into Chidekel. That's the end, Aces. If they originate in Eretz Yisrael. And then, these two Nahores, they sandwich in Bovel. And then, Poras spills into Chidekel. Kolza Yeshlum Eid Mikan. Eretz Yisrael b'dorim eshel Bovel. Now, we have to know that Eretz Yisrael is in the south side of Bovel. V'chsiv mitzofen tipos lechavo. Kloima Bovel mitzofen. U'poras yoyred. Now, Poras goes from Dorim to Tzofen, Eretz Yisrael above. How do I know that Poras goes from Eretz Yisrael to Tzofen? To Bovel. Kedama Ba'alme, the Gemara says like this, Mitra b'marove, if it was a rainy season in Eretz Yisrael, Sado Rabba Poras. So you have Edis by looking at Nahal Pros. That means Nahal Pros used to overflow. And if it overflowed, so you knew that there was a abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael, and this rain filled up Nahar Pros, and therefore when they traveled to Bovel, so there was, one could see there was an abundance, the river of Pros grew. And there the Gemara speaking about the Tzamur Likishayla Lagabi, Gabi Tvile, if Rabu Anoitfin Al Hamashchin, if the rainwater, then it was all Shayla. What din it has, it is a din of Neutin, a Meishchen, a Mikvah is Metayer Bashboiren, a Neuer is Metayer, a Filo not Bashboiren. A Bashboiren means he has to be in one place, and a Neuer is Metayer, a Filo not one place. Now you have to know if there's more rainwater than river water. Now that's the Sugi in Shabbos. But Al Koponim, from the Gemara in Shabbos, it would seem that the source of Pros starts in Eretz Yisrael, and it goes Midorim Letzot. The Korboi Bigmora. Now we're trying to pinpoint the Mekaymes in Bovel, which were Miyuchosa. The Korboi Bigmora, Ma Shebein Beis Anahores, that's Poshet. The Mekaymes in Bovel, which were sandwiched in between these two rivers, between Pros and Chidekel, Pshitalon the Bovely. This is this is Bavel, and with all the milas of Bavel, and it's Miuchet. Elom misfas chidekel v'lochus. But from the edge of chidekel, and it would seem from Rashi before, chidekel is Mizrach. Shnei nahoris gdoilem chidekel opras metzien oise b'neim, zemin ha-mizrach v'zemin ha-mayrev. So it seems chidekel is min ha-mizrach. And pros is min ha-mayrev. And so the Gemara is asking, so that which is between chidekel and pros, that's icha bovel with its milas of yichus. Elamisfas chidekel v'lochus. But going in the width of Bovel, Adrechen mispashit rochpa shel Bovel. The reichav of Bovel, it seems it goes after Chideko. So again, we're speaking about Lagabi the Imiyuchosis Shebe Bovel, not speaking about the zoning laws or the tax pay, the Indian. We're speaking about where the yichis of Bovel, to where did it go? Atheched mispash bedroch b'shal bovel. Omarav ad nahar azok. Seems it was a river azok. Shmuel omar ad nahar yon. Fine. So this is, we know now, the reichev of bovel goes after nor chideko, and it goes to nahar yoni, nahar azok. Now, let's go further. Yeah. Le'el b'digelet, which is chidekel, at heicha. Le'el b'digelet, let us see Rashi. Le'el b'digelet at heicha. Lamadlu l'chova. We learned, till now, we learned the width of Bavel. Shebein shnei hanoritz, which is the area which is between these two rivers of Chidekel and Pros. Va'oid laholon, and we go further, v'chidekel ad nahar azok. V'tzrichen leida orko kama. Now, we know the roichem, now you want to know the oirech, to where do we go? To where do we go? So the Gemara says, l'tzad dorim ad heicha. So we're going now l'tzad dorim. That means the reichev is still this nahar azok. Now how far down do we go? L'chei l'tzad dorim. Rav omar ad bagdo v'avno. Mekoyim eshaim smuchim zelo ze, v'chidekel mafsik b'neyim. Shmuel omar at mushchoni. When Shmuel says, Moisev ba'ol kol adorim ad mushchoni, v'loi mushchoni b'chlal. So Shmuel said, till mushchoni, but mushchoni is not included in this area of bubble that's miyuchis. So the Gemara says, Mushchoni is not included. Ba'omar Rabchiya Barabba Omar Shmuel. Mushchonim Harehi Kigoyla Leyuchsin. Now, Pumpadisa was called Goyla. Pumpadisa was the elite Chalik of Bavel. That was the Miyuchasim Shabi Miyuchasim. And Shmuel said that Mushchoni rei kegoyla leyuchsin. Mushchoni is very choshev. It's a miyuchas that can play. Let us see what Rashi says. Mushmul maisev ba'okal adorim ad mushchoni, but mushchoni is not bechlal. So the Gemara said, how could you say that Shmuel said mushchoni is not bechlal? Shmuel had said kegoyla, that mushchoni is like the goyla of Bavel. Pumpadisa kori goyla b'reish ha'shonim. So, how can you say such a thing? Ela ad mushchoni u'mushchoni bechlal. Now, the Gemara asks further. Letachlis, letachtis, bidigeles. Ad heicha. Now, letzofain, to the north. ועל ספס חידקל במזרוכו של בובל, עד היכון אורכו מושך בצופן. To where does bubble go? Chidekel is on the east side. Bubble is sandwiched in, and then to where in the Chidekel does bubble extend to him the smile of Yichas? Ad Eichon Olka Moshech Lutzof. Ad Eichon. Oma Rav Shmuel Ad Apamye Tato. Now there were two Apamyes. Tato, let us see what Rashi says. Atachtoyne. Lefi sheshtayim hoyu. Zu al yoyno, vizu tachtoyno. Derech mishiches hanal. Viyichosh shel bovo, ad atachtoyne. It seems that tachtoyne was after the al yoyne, was further down. Viyichosh shel bovo, ad atachtoyne, v'loi hi bechlal. But this apamye, The second Apamye, which was in the north way, Rashi says, that there were psulim there already. Ad Apamye Tatoy. Tate Apamye Havyan. There were two Mekoymes of Apamye. Choda Elisa, one was on top, but Choda Tatios, and one was on the bottom, further down. Choda Ksheire, and Choda Psula. Ubein Choda Lechoda, and between one Apamye, these were two cities, between one and the other was Parse. There was a very small distance between one city and the other city. Vikokoptia Dodi. But they were very makpid. The people from Apamiel Yoine did not want to have any connection with those in Apamiel Tachtoine. They didn't want to have any connection. Vafila Nura Loi Moishli Adodi. They wouldn't even lend a fire because they wanted to make sure they shouldn't mingle at all with these apsulim, these are Birk Sheirim, so we had no sheiches with them. What does Rashi say? Chodek Sheiro Yain, Vchodek Psula Tachtain. Afele Nure Loi Moishle Yadodi, Kdeishle Yergilim Etzlom Shlevi Schatimbo. They shouldn't have any mingling with them, but they shouldn't come if they'll be mingling, who knows what will happen further. So there was a barrier. They made a barrier between them that they should have no shaykhs with them. Misimonech. Now, so there's two apamyes. Now we have to remember which apamye is the not miyuchistika one. Misimonech, the psote, the posala apamye, or the mishtoyayo meishonis. The one that speaks Meishonis. Now we knew we had before Meishon was, the Gemara says that's Misa. Meishon was pure Mamzerim. So in the second Apamye they spoke Meishon. So we just want to remember that those who spoke with the Lashon of Meishon, these were the Apostle, this was the Apostle Apamye. Let us see what Rashi says. The psalta hode mishtoi meishonis. Vesimen zeye biyodoch shloitita ezo psula hach de mishtoi beloshen meishon, the one that speaks beloshen meishon, shehi kreiva le meishon, the second apamye, the apamye tachtoine, that was closer to meishon, and therefore it seems they would speak the loshen of meishon. Ba'omalel meishon misa, before we said that Meishon is Misa, that means that they're the Kulei Mamzerim. So Mamela, that's the Simen. Yeah, Zakta Gemara Vaita, but maybe just let's see Taisvus for 1 second. Really, without a map, it's really very confusing, but let us see Taisvus. Ateichani Bobel, the second Taisvus, Perish Bekuntres Tafiyinye Nire, Shebobel hoiso ben shtei nahoreis gedoilim halobel. Bobel was sandwiched in between two large rivers. Chidekel lepros. Zemin ha-mizroch v'zemin ha-mayrev. Chidekel is min ha-mizroch, pros is min ha-mayrev. Buboin u'moishchin min ha-dorim le-tzofen. And these rivers originate min ha-dorim, from Eretz Yisrael, we'll see, and they go to Tzofen, to the north, to Bobel. the Saifai shall cross, and after going up further, so we're going towards the north, Shaifach b'chidekel, kolza yeshlum b'mikan, Eretz Yisrael b'doyma shal bavel, Eretz Yisrael was in the dorem of bavel, k'dechsiv mitzofen tiposach ha-ro, Yirmi Anovi told them that the ro is going to start mitzofen, that means from bavel. Almed the bavel mitzofen. U'poras, that's number one. So that, now we know that Bavel is the north of Eretz Yisrael. U'poras yered me'Eretz Yisrael le'Bavel. And Rashi also says that Poras originates in Eretz Yisrael and it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. K'de'oma ba'alma, the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, mitro b'ma'arove, if there was abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael, Sado Rabba Poras. So in Poras, you look at the river of Poras, the river is made that there was an abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael. That means the water level of Poras in Bavel rose tremendously. It rose all the way up. And that was a raya that it rose because there was an abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the river filled up. And when it came to Bavel, you could tell that there was an abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael. The Kaboy Gemara, asks, what are the boundaries of Bavel? Masha bein shtei hanahores shitalon the Bavel. That which is between the two Nahores, that's Zicha Bavel, that's Poshet. Avol Misfas, Chidekel, Mibachutz, from Chidekel, further towards Mizrach, Atecha Mispashet, Roich Boshel Bavel, Amarav, Amar Azok. Fine. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not true. It's the other way around. Pras starts from Tzofin and it goes down to Doran. That's what it comes from Mikidma Saidim, Gan Eden, Mitzofin Shaloilom, Peretz Yisrael Ledorim, Upros Bo Meyedim, Meshach Mitzofin Ledorim. Okay, so the Ben Tam says it starts in a different mokim, it ends in a different mokim. V'ho do omar mitra b'marove sado rabba pros. That's what the Rashi brought the Gemara in Shabbos, if there's an abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael, so one can tell and pros and the hapros. The mashmer, the moishach midorem letzof, and it seems that the flow is going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Yesh loyim edahochi koma. Shamayim shel pros rovim kol kach sheyarzur amayim lemokim shebo. It goes back. There's so much water. So it goes against the current, it seems. Dahainu midorem letzofen. That's how Taisa says pshat. Let us go further. So now, La'el bepros ad hecha. Bepros. Now we're talking about pros. Aus fas pros b'marove shel bavel. On the edge of pros, the mairev, that's the mairev, the west side of bavel. Ad hecha olko moshuch ledorim. To where, to how much do we go down to dorim? That this should have a din of Bavel, the Gabi Yichus. So again, we have landmarks. Rav Omar ad Akre de Tulbakni. Rav said, Akre de Tulbakni. Till there is, we're in safe ground, this is Miuchis. That's what Rav said. Ushmuel Omar ad Gishra de Vepros. Shmuel said, Shmuel HaYemoysev. So it seems Shmuel is going down further. That it goes down further. Rabbi Yochanan Oma ad Maveres de Gizmo. A third landmark. So now, lay it abaye, v'itayme Rav Yosef adarat. So what's that lay it? Kol sheyismoich al zeh. That means whoever will rely on these landmarks, that will rely on Rav and say that the Yichus goes all the way down till Akra to Bakni. So he says that's a real bikula. That means you shouldn't, one should not rely on this. It means the Yichus ended before. Frag the Gemara, so if he had kindness on Rav, are the Shmuel loyliet? What's with Shmuel? Shmuel's going further down. So it's Mother Fortune, are the Shmuel loyliet? But me, Avarayum Moisev, he's going further down. So the Gemara says, tell us some of this. Elo loyliet, Avarayum. The Koshkin are the Shmuel, but the Kevish, Shmuel is going overboard. That's what it means, but I feel on Rav, Rav is too big of a cooler to say that this landmark till here, the Yichus of Bubble is in existence. The boy is saying, Loilam ad the Rav layit, ad the Shmuel loy layit. The Gishra de Bei Pros l'tatoi havikoi, for idno hu dol yua parsoi. Let us see what Rashi says. Ad Shmuel loy layit, v'chi amra Shmuel lemilsei, he is making it shorter. He's making the boundary less. The loy meisiv will be mei Shmuel hayagasha lamata me'akre de tulbakni. So mele, it seems, was before it. So he was making a smaller boundary. In the times of Abai and Rav Yosef, which was later, so they made the bridge in another place. Rashi explains that means bizman abaye v'rove, the parsoim went and made over the bridge. So the bridge, which bizman Shmuel was poiches from the Shir of Yichus. Now the bridge is further. So you're asking Akasha and Shmuel that he's Moisef and Rav. No, Bishaitai, Shmuel was more Machmer than Rav. But now, if we're using this bridge for a landmark, now it's not a good landmark anymore because now it's much further than Rav's landmark. Lochile boy letachas prosa techno pishe pros nego bechiteko. So we have, it seems, these boundaries. Now the Gemara says further, Omalei Abayel of Yosef, Lahai Gisa de Pros Adaycha. Achisa Bisvosa Klape Mayrov, going after Pros, towards the west, Adaycha Mispasha Droch Peshavam. How far does it go? So Omar Leis, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, my daitach, what's your shalom? Mishum Bira. Bira. You want to have a shalom Bira, but it seems it's toward the west. Miyachsi de Pumpedisa mi Biram Nosvi. The Miyachosim of Pumpedisa, and Pumpedisa was the elite of Bavel, they married from Biram. So the Mele, Biram is Gogol. My daitach Shaboli, so the Rashi, Mishum Biram. Shema Biram she Shemes Pach Gitsa mi boiloch mi yasi Pupadisa shehi ben shtei an the horis. Pupadisa was mamish sandwich in between the two horis, which just was the Ike Bavo mi Biram nosvi shema mi no morsokim ein bo beches kasichos. This pokim is ich amokim milches. Omar, fine. Omar Rav Pope. Now Rav Pope said, so we have here different Chiluke Deis on certain boundaries. So Marapope ke machloikes liyuchsen, kach machloikes linyingit. That there's Bavel has certain halachas lagabi yuchsen. And Bobel has certain halachas lagabi gittin. That means as follows. The halacha is that a mevi get me'eretz Yisrael to chutzlot. You don't have to say b'fanei nichtam, b'fanei nechtam, because the b'nei eretz Yisrael were tamidei chachamim. They were baki b'lishma, so it was not necessary to be mevarer that the get was written b'kashas. The Gemara says in gittin, Bobel keretz Yisrael legittin. That Bobel, and Bobel, that means Bubble had Hilchis Eretz Yisrael, because in Bubble they also Tamidei Chachamim. So in Meile, in Bubble also, when a person brought a get from Bubble, it was not necessary before the Nechta. So the Gemara says, so the mocking where the Miyachasim were, that's where the Tamidei Chachamim were. So whenever it has a loche of Bubble, a Gabi Yuchsin, there's a loche of Bubble, a Gabi Yitin. It's Tali Habaho. Amar Apopik and Machlaikis, Liyuchsin Kamalaikson, and Gitten. Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Machlaikis, Liyuchsin, Avul, and Gitten, there's a different boundary in Gansen. Ad Arbe, Tinyona, the Gishra, the second swamp after the bridge. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kamachlaikis, Liyuchsin, Ba'orka ve'rochba shal bovel, kach machlekes legitim. The kaimelon a maybe get mishara rotzei, tzor shema fani necht, mefish ein bekin lishma. Ba maybe get meretz Yisraelim. Now this word lebovel I don't understand. So if I didn't say anyone should take it out. But l'chayre, with the flow of Rashi would be very good without the word lebovel. A maybe get meretz Yisrael, ein etzach leima. So Memele, so Rashi is the differentiating between Shah Rotis and Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi is saying bubbles like Eretz Yisrael again. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Romi Barabe, Chovil Yamo. Chovil Yamo was a place. Chovil Yamo Techilte the bubble. Ama Rami Barabe, Chovul Yama Tchilto de Bobel. Chovul Yama, this is the Tchilis of Bobel. That means this was the also a very Miyuchistic Imoke. And then he said, Shunye, this is a Makoimus. The Guvya Tchilto de Chovul Yama. And then Shunye the Guvya, this is the Tchilis of Chovul Yama. Rabbi Omar Avtzi Tzure. Tanya Nami Yochi, we learned from Baraisa, Chonon ben Pinchas Oimer, Chovel Yama Tchilta de Bobel, Shunye Begubi Vetsitzura Tchilta de Chovel Yama. Omar Rav Pope, so now, a Pope said that was past history, that Chovel Yama was Oimerdik. But the Idno, and presently, I Arvi Behu Kusoi. The Kusoyim that mingled into Chovul Yama, so now we can't know, now it doesn't have the status of Yichas. So the Gemara says, Veloyi, it's not true. Itzu de boy minayu, the Kusoyim wanted to marry someone from Chovul Yama. Veloyovilei, and they didn't want the woman should marry the Kusoyim. So they were Maitzi Las and Chovul Yama, so they gave out a whole thing that, they wanted a parcel Chovul Yama, so they gave out this scale, but it's not true. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Let's see before. Adar v'tijyada ago shel kanim v'arobe. This is a certain swamp that they grew reeds and harovis. Yeah. Tinyonet de gishre shnei agamim hoi lamata megesh zeh lamata mizeh. Chovul yama shei mokim. Tchilto de bovel. Miklilo vesif alto shal bovel. This is the crown and the beauty of bovel yuchse. Shunye vegubi vetsitzura mekai mizeh. Tchilto de chovul yama tifere shal chovul yama. This is the beauty of chovul yama. So the Rapopa said that it's not nowadays it changed. This is past history. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. It's a bominai kusim, le nisavaban. Avolaka, and then Blenis Avolaka, they want to marry. Kusim Baimina, it's Baimina, Kusim Lenis Avolaka. The Kusim never became Mulazim in Chabal Yama. Avolaka, Yotza, Yedei, Sheshol, Kusi Echadishimem, Avaim Lenos Naloi. V'yeish Aimrim, now Rashi says, Hashak Lechepshad, Avpope, Boiminayu Itze, V'loyovi, Le other Seipshad, a papa wanted to marry someone from Chavul Yame, and they said, listen, don't have proper credentials to enter Chavul Yame. Lekacha yemaitzilem shemes psu. That's what a papa said. The status changed already. V'kosha be'einai loy mekeh. To say such a thing on a papa, I can't accept such a thing. Let us see, Taisus also brings the same shah. It's a boy minai v'lo yovi loy. So Taisus says, Lakach oitzi aleim las. That's why there's maitzi las, because the kusim wanted an isha, and then they said no. So they made they were maitzi las. V'yeshim favishim the koyad rapoka. Loi nehire. The chas v'sholem sheyale v'datay shaloitze shaloisei tzadik lahoitzi las aleim shaloi kedim. This is not written le'ayom. We can never accept such a thing. Zogt der Gemara weiter, mein Chavul Yama, aber der Papa ist so prost der Bussi. Hallo Gabre, was ist das, der prost der Bussi? No, there's no Rashi. Hallo Gabre, there was a person. The Omalu Hanom in Shait Mishat. I come from Shait Mishat. Omad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Ragvam is Shait Mishat. That's Bein Anoris I met. That's Shait Mishat is his model, which is in which is the area that's surrounded by the two Noris. Means it's a choshev place. B'chi Bein Anoris I met is Ma'avu Ma'vayu Ma'avcham Abukva Ma'avyeish Bechnina Bein Anoris Arei Kigoylo Liyus. Means it's like Pumpadisa. It's like Pumpadisa. So, well, this is a Hoshma place. Ve'eche kaime, and where is the Shait Mishat? I'm Rav Yechanan. Me'i the Kira v'le'el. So the Gemara says, it's a higher up someplace. The Gemara says, Vama Rav Yechanan ad ma'barta de gizma. Rav Yechanan said that the whole Yichas Abobo goes only ad ma'barta de gizma. This is further down. This is further after ma'barta de gizma. Ma'rabayir etzu en afkin. There was a Ratzua, that a chelik of bubble, that there was, that passed the other areas, and then it opened up into this mokim of Shait Mishat. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Kigoyla Pumdisa Korigoyla Boishashon, Bi Tekira Mokim Al Nahapras Lamaila, the Kol Mokim is Niskom Lamaila. And so, how could it be good? Well, Rabbi Yechonel, the Yechsus of the bubble, but cross on Mabalta the Gidma Vesulai. Abaye Ritzu and Nafke, but Allah saying, may Abalta the Gidma, that there is a small pathway that comes out from Mabalta the Gidma, which was the last mocking of the Hed Yichis bubble, Uma Kefes es a Psulim, and it goes past, it surrounds these Psulim, Admale Me'i Dekire, Shoyim in a Psulim. That's after me the kiri, the shait meishet befi aretzua al pras. And shait meishet, this is where this retzua ends, where this path ends, so then it goes to the sapras, and shait meishet is a mokeh miyuch.